Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montano. One of my favorite topics to talk about is helping others, giving to others. And so Random Acts of Kindness Week is right around the corner. It's coming up next week. It's February 11th through the 17th. So we are so excited to be able to talk about this. So I'm talking to the lady who's the vice president of Random Acts of Kindness Foundation, which has got to be fabulous. She is Brooke Jones. And Brooke, tell me about your organization first, before we talk about the week. What are you guys all about?
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
The foundation is, as it sounds, all about kindness. Our whole mission is to make kindness the norm. We know that everything out there can be negative and political and all kinds of things. And but we also know that kindness is kind of universal. Everybody knows what kindness feels like. Everybody knows how to commit an act of kindness. So our whole goal is to make sure there's more of it out there in the world. And everything we offer is completely free of charge and downloadable on our website. And there's stuff for kids, schools, home, everywhere you can think of, there's something you can do.
That's so great. So what kinds of things are you offering on your site?
So we have an evidence-based curriculum that we give to schools for teaching kids everything from respect and responsibility to caring and compassion. We offer workplace assessments. So, you know, those personal assessments you can take that tell you something about your personality. It tells you about what matters to you in terms of kindness. So are you somebody that really believes in respect? And what does that look like in the workplace? And how can you as a team respect each other's way of working and make it a kinder workplace? And stuff for neighborhoods. So things that you can do just in your neighborhood, checking on somebody who might be sick or elderly. All kinds of things.
Oh, that's so great. I'm like, people always love to do nice things. I think in general, people do. But sometimes they're kind of at a loss. Like, where do we start? What do we do? So to think that you have these free kindness resources makes everything so much better. What would you like to see happen coming up this February 11th through the 17th, which is Random Acts of Kindness Week?
Well, we love during Random Acts of Kindness Week for people to actually tell their stories. And I know people can be hesitant because, you know, sharing kindness may feel like it's bragging, but it really does inspire other people. So we're hoping people are going to share their stories. I think that one of the things that's interesting is when you witness an act of kindness, you have the same physiological reaction in your body as if you did an act of kindness or if you received an act of kindness. So just make it loud during Random Acts of Kindness Week. Show it off.
Yes. Woo. I love that idea. Do that and even post it on your socials. You know, make sure you do that. Talk about it. Share it with someone else. Plan right now when you're hearing this, like, what can we do next week for someone else? Get your friends together. Get your kids involved. And Brooke, you probably see that when kids get involved, they get very excited also, right?
Kids love it. Kids know better than anybody how kindness feels and how to do it. And I think as we get older as adults, we sort of forget. So you have to keep flexing that muscle. And kids are so creative. I love seeing what they do in the schools and in their neighborhoods. Yeah, take some inspiration from your kids.
Amen. I love that. Brooke Jones, thank you, sister. Appreciate your time. Random Acts of Kindness Week, February 11th through the 17th. We're going to be doing something on Valentine's Day, also a random act of kindness, a number of those. So be paying attention to our socials. If you want to know more about this organization, go to my conversations link anytime at star883.com.